with Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. This is A La Mode.
We'll be right back.
Wasn't That Nice from Wynton Marsalis. From the album The Magic Hour, we heard the title track from that. It was recorded in 2004 with Carlos Enriquez on bass, Ali Jackson on drums, Eric Lewis on piano, and of course Wynton Marsalis on trumpet. And I like that piece because it shows so many sides of Wynton Marsalis. It's got that high-pitched, frenetic interplay in there with between him and the pianist and others, and between him and his rhythm section. It's got a little New Orleans beat at times. It's got a beautiful, heartbreaking ballad in there. Just a wonderful composition by Wynton Marsalis and his quartet. Before that, we heard from the great Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers from one of their later albums recorded back in 1982. Name of the album is Keystone 3, and that one features Wynton Marsalis and Branford Marsalis, one of the first major recordings with those two great players from that fantastic Marsalis family. And we heard the track A La Mode, a Curtis Fuller composition, and the full lineup on that: Art Blakey on drums, Wynton Marsalis on trumpet, Branford Marsalis on alto sax, Bill Pierce on tenor sax, Donald Brown on piano, and Charles Farnborough on bass. One of the, as I said, one of the first recordings with the Marsalis brothers. Art Blakey, always the, besides being the great drummer, also a great educator and someone who brought along young musicians into prominence. And we saw Art Blakey tribute band a couple weeks back at the Side Door Jazz Club. Ralph Peterson led that group, and it was made up of all Art Blakey Jazz Messenger alumni, including Bill Pierce, who you heard on that one on tenor saxophone. All right, time now is 9:27. You are listening to Friday Morning Jazz in the Groove. Got a lot of music for you today. We've got a couple interviews. Within my next set, I'm going to play an interview that Maurice Robertson did earlier in the week with Charles Tolliver. Charles Tolliver is going to be playing here in the Hartford area as in a Hartford Jazz Society event at the Polish National Home. That's next Friday, November 9th. We're looking forward to that, and we're going to hear from Charles Tolliver in the next set. We're going to begin with a great recording he did, his first recording under his own name, and it's titled Paperman is the name of the album. We're going to hear Household of Sod, and from that we're going to hear Charles Tolliver in his own words, and then we're going to hear from his great Quartet Music Incorporated. So let's begin. Charles Tolliver from the album Paperman, Household of Saud. Thank you.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Maurice D. Robertson, and welcome to Axon on Creative Music. Tonight, my guest is trumpeter, composer, bandleader, music producer, and educator Charles Tolliver. Greetings, Charles. How are you?
Okay.
Beautiful, beautiful. Your bio indicates that you met Jackie McLean, and that drew you out of Howard University, and you haven't turned back on the music since then. And tell us about that introduction to Mr. McLean. In fact, where we broadcast here, WWH is the campus where his program, still in existence, the Jackie McLean Institute, is thriving. That's where we're broadcasting from. Tell us about that introduction to Mr. McLean and becoming part of his band at that point in the early 60s.
Yeah, I mean, in my junior year at Howard University, I made a conscious decision that I was going to go all in for this art form. Instead of finishing my studies, I was a major in pharmacy, you know. So I got back home and started going to another well-known place at that time in Brooklyn called the Blue Coronet.
Okay.
And one night after, you know, a jam at the bar was sitting a gentleman named Jim Harrison, and it turns out that he said he was the head of the Jackie McLean fan club. And he actually was. He was a real go-getter. He's actually still alive today, and he still comes out when I'm performing somewhere here in New York. And he said, you know, Jackie was looking for a new trumpet player, and he told me where to go. Tell him I sent you, and I did that. And again, the rest is basically history. I mean, Jackie took a liking to me, and I think within 6 months or so, he decided he was going to put me on my first debut with him on Blue Note.
Yes.
I think 1964, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. And since then, your creation of your first music incorporated band, and tell us about the players and circumstances and sources of inspiration for composing. I understand you celebrated the 50th anniversary of Paper Man, which includes some of those gentlemen who we've had here in Hartford, Gary Bartz and Stanley Cowell. Tell us about the inception of that band and how you met these gentlemen that became your first New Music Incorporated.
Mm. Well, Gary Bartz is like my all-time playing partner. I mean, we've been knowing each other since our late teens.
Mm.
And when I decided to do a first leader date, of course, I called on him. And Herbie and Ron were still living in New York. Well, Ron still does. But Herbie was still here in New York. I mean, even though their tenure with Miles was done, and they were all had their own bands. So I knew them really well, and I asked them to make it. And Joe Chambers and I pretty much came up together while I was going to Howard University in Washington, D.C. Of course, being a great drummer as well, you know, I asked him. And then so that made the quintet for that record. And honestly, I mean, after it was done, you know, it was issued and great and everything. But as you start to make a lot of other recordings, you sort of lose track of everything, you know. And it was nice that you know, the folks at Charlie Parker Jazz Festival were urged to you know, sort of do a little celebration of that, you know. So it kind of puts your own chronological age in order. You know, when you start saying 50, you know. But, so that's basically what happened with that particular record. And The following year after that, I did that record. I created this quartet, trumpet quartet, with my longtime partner, colleague, Stanley Cowell, and dubbed the band Music Inc., you know, at Cecil McBean.
Yes.
And another drummer from Washington, D.C., a wonderful drummer, Jimmy Hobbs.
Mm-hmm.
There have been different iterations of that quartet, you know, over the years, but those were the initial players, along with a bass player out of Washington, D.C., named Steve Novosel.
Yes, yes.
So that's basically how that happened.
Right. You'll be visiting Hartford, care of the Hartford Jazz Society, Friday, November 9th. Is this your first performance in Hartford? And secondly, please name the band members of New Music, Inc. and the chemistry they bring.
Yeah, I mean, the present composition of this, the New Music, Inc., features a wonderful guitarist, Bruce Edwards. He's like a real sleeper, you know, he's really... very, very talented, and so he's been playing with me for a few years now, and a new pianist, relatively new, and he's the son of the wonderful Donald Brown.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And his name is Keith Brown.
Okay.
Right. Very good young player, and a bassist who came through me at the new school where I teach and is now out here on the scene and really playing really well, Devin Starks.
Okay.
And a relatively new drummer, although he's very much in demand, great talent, and his name is Daryl Green.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that rounds out the group.
And the chemistry, tell us about the music core. Are you the sole composer for the New Music, Inc., or is this a democratic process?
Yeah, I mean, it's playing my music, and some of the older things,
okay,
you know, with a slightly different slant to it, and a lot of new material, you know, so... sort of spread out the genre from many different times, and the development of our art form,
Okay. Well, we look forward, and the students who will be opening, looking forward to your workshop. As I understand it from your manager, you'll be doing a Jackie McLean theme, so the...
Yeah.
They're looking forward. Is there any way they should prepare, other than being open-minded?
Well, they can check the Right Now CD out and just put their ears on that.
Okay.
And then we're gonna see, how they do.
Okay. Well, they. They seem to hold their own. Whole High goes around the country doing well in the high school competitions. Please share your website, Charles Tolliver, for booking and discography to our audience, and any parting remarks.
On discography?
Well, your website for booking and discography, and parting remarks.
I think it's going to be really a nice event to play for the Hartford Jazz Society for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all looking forward to it.
Well, we are too. I've been, nourished by your musicianship from my college era in the 70s, so I'm looking forward. I don't believe I've seen you live out of the crew. I've seen Mr. Cowell. We had him one summer, and Gary Bartz was here a couple of years ago and so forth. So
right.
We're looking forward. And, again, would you share your website so people can catch up to you?
The website is www.charlestolliver.com.
All right. Well, you go in peace, sir. Looking forward to Friday, November 9th. And to the audience, we've been speaking with Charles Tolliver, trumpeter, composer, band leader, music producer, and educator, who, courtesy of the Hartford Jazz Society, will be performing on Friday, November 9th at the Polish National Home. Go to HartfordJazzSociety.com for tickets and details. Thank you so much, sir. We're looking forward.
Thank you very much, sir.
All right. Good evening.
Bye-bye.
Charles Tolliver. Wow, from the album The Ringer. We heard the title track from that. That album was recorded back in 1969 and features a trumpet quartet of Charles Tolliver on trumpet, Stanley Cowell on piano, Steve Novosai on bass, and Jimmy Hopps on drums. I wonder what happened to Jimmy Hopps, a great drummer, as you heard, out of the D.C. area. As you heard Charles Tolliver say in that interview himself. Thank you, Maurice, for taking the time to interview Charles Tolliver prior to him coming to Hartford, Connecticut for the Hartford Jazz Society event. Before that interview, we heard another piece from Charles Tolliver's discography. The name of that album is Paper Man. It was his first album as a leader, recorded back in 1968. We heard Household of Saud, and that one features Charles Tolliver on trumpet, Gary Bartz on alto sax, Herbie Hancock on piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Joe Chambers on drums. What a great quintet that is. And you heard Charles Tolliver speak of the genesis of that recording as well as his Music Incorporated quartet. And Charles Tolliver will be playing here in the Hartford area, as I mentioned, on Friday, November 9th at the Polish National Home. That's at 60 Charter Oak Avenue in Hartford. And the festivities will begin at 4:30 with a free masterclass open to the public. And that will be followed at 7 o'clock by the Hall High School Jazz Combo and Jazz Band. So they will play from 7 till 7:45 or so. And then Charles Tolliver will take the stage with the new Music Incorporated. So tickets are available at the Hartford Jazz Society website. You can go to www.hartfordjazzsociety.com for tickets. We're going to play some more music now, featuring a brand new album from Christian Sands. The name of the album is Facing Dragons, and we're going to hear two tracks from that album. And let's listen to something new from Christian Sands. Thank you.
Thank you.
time now is 10:03. You are listening to WWUH West Hartford. You can also hear us on WDJW Summers and streaming online at WWUH.org. Thank you. from a brand new album entitled Facing Dragons. And we heard two tracks from that, first one being Frankenstein, and then the next one with a little samba beat, Samba del Vea. And let's see, that one has Christian Sands on piano, on piano and Fender Rhodes, Chow Afune on guitar, Keon Harold on trumpet, Jerome Jennings on drums, Yasushi Nakamura on bass, and let's see, Marcus Strickland on sax, and on that last piece, Roberto Quintera on percussion.
I'd like to take a moment to ask of you a small favor. It takes a great deal of time, effort, and money to bring this podcast to you each and every week. Hopefully, this show brings you a deep appreciation of this great American art form. Now, I am asking you to show your support, to give back some of the value that you may take away from this program. Please consider donating to this podcast. Perhaps it is worth the cost of a single CD. Certainly, you get at least that much music from just one listening of the show. Maybe you would consider donating even more than that if this program gives you hours of listening pleasure week after week. Whatever you decide, please visit my website at www.jazzandbeyond.com. There is a button on the right sidebar where you can make a donation of whatever you feel is appropriate. That's www.jazzandbeyond.com. Thank you for listening.